on the KSRO live line. Somebody you know, no doubt. Kim Komando is here. You hear her Sundays at noon on KSRO. Good morning, Kim.
Hi there. How are you guys?
I am well. I didn't have to be on the hot seat like Mark Zuckerberg did for the last couple of days. Kim, I'd like to get your overview on his testimony. To me, for one thing, the questions were bizarre at times.
Yeah, you know, they were. And it's apparent that the folks in Congress, they need to know the difference between Facebook and America Online. You know, it's like,
yes.
Hey, really?
Yeah.
But, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, I think he's still arrogant. I think he still has a lot to learn. He didn't know a lot of the answers to questions, which as the CEO, you would think that he did. Like, for example, like, you know, how long does Facebook keep user data?
That's kind of pertinent, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it would be. He really didn't have any details what happens with transparency in political ads. He didn't know how many Facebook employees actually worked on Cambridge Analytica. And then there was also the specific unverified pages, whether or not they were or were not created by Russian groups. It was interesting to watch, and I sit there and I think to myself, you know, how long before he actually still has this gig?
You know, Kim, you're the expert, so I'm so glad you're here. I'm often baffled that people put all this personal information on their Facebook page and then wonder what's happening with it. Like, if you put it out there, things could go wrong with it. Why do people continue to put all this information out there?
Well, you know what, Larry? That's a really interesting question. I mean, you would think that most people would realize that when they go onto a public forum that they're not paying for, by the way.
Yeah.
Right? And they start revealing their age, their political leanings, who they like, things they don't like, what the various items that they post online, that it would become public knowledge. I did a podcast last week, which we have these Komando On Demand podcasts, and they're available on iTunes and Play, wherever you get your podcast. But what was interesting to me is I had a chance to do an extended interview with two top privacy litigators.
Oh boy.
And they are one of the first groups that have actually sued Facebook and the class action lawsuit. But I asked them an interesting question. You know, without getting into the details, my mother is ill. And
sorry.
I've been online since she was diagnosed in December, like trying to find like, and I explain this in the podcast, like trying to explain or trying to understand, like, you know, what pancreatic cancer is.
Oh, boy.
What are some possible treatments? What are clinical trials? You know, and is Mayo Clinic the best, or MD Anderson, or Kettering Sloan? And so, you know, if you start looking at my Google search history,
yeah,
that it's loaded with anything related with cancer. And so as I asked them, so now I'm on Facebook, and they have my profile, and Facebook knows everything that I'm searching for. And whether it's 29,000 different data points that they have on me or 100,000 different data points, does all this information, including my Google search history, now forget that it goes to Cambridge Analytica. Let's hit it closer to home. What if all those searches and all this information actually goes to my insurance company?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that going to increase my rates? Because now suddenly there's a sudden interest in cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, and, well, it's a great indicator of what can go terribly wrong based on what you're trying to do online.
And so all this now, it's not just, you know, what you had for breakfast. It goes way beyond that. Because Facebook also hired doctors. And the medical professional's job was to go contact America's top hospitals and say, we would like to pair your data.
Oh, boy.
So, like, for example, we have a 60-year-old male who takes 3 heart pills every day, and this guy's been to the ER room once in the last 24 months, and we want to pair that with Facebook data that shows the same 60-year-old male eating French fries, saying how much he hates exercising,
yeah,
and everything else like that. So these are the things that we're not hearing about in Congress that I would have liked our representatives to really get into the details.
Very important, very personal. Let me ask you this, Kim, because you know so much more about these issues than we do. Are you on Facebook?
No, I deactivated my account. I'll tell you, after my mother was diagnosed with cancer, because I had all these long-lost relatives, okay? I love them, okay? But they would get onto my account, like, how is she? What is she doing?
Uh-huh.
Have you tried thistle seed oil? Because I heard that cures, you know what I mean? It's like, okay. But I also felt that, even before this, that I wasn't getting my intrinsic value out of Facebook that I wanted. And, of course, the show still has a page. But I also think that, as I've told the people running the show page, is that we really need to back off of that, because Facebook did a terrible disservice to any small business owner. And I would have liked to have seen this in the congressional hearings as well, that they told everybody across America, come and build your business on Facebook, right? You can have your fan base. You can all talk about everything. And so, it used to be that I could post something on Facebook and we would have 20,000 people suddenly hit commando.com. Now, hold on to your hats, because now when we post something on Facebook, and we have more people now, probably 100,000 people now more that are, quote unquote, liking the show page.
Right.
7 to 10 people. That's it.
Wow. Wow. I mean,
so out of 300,000.
That's impressive. That's powerful.
We got 7 or 10 people, that's all. And what they come in with, they say, would you like to boost the post for $3,000?
Yeah.
We'll show it to more of your folks.
Will Mark Zuckerberg be ousted as a result of all of this?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, it's if it was a small private VC-funded company, probably not. But this is a major corporation.
And will it have any real effect on Facebook users?
Maybe over time. If anything, I think this has really, and that's a good question, that Pat, I really think that this is a wake-up call to many people across America that, we've been talking about on the show, and we've been talking about here on KSRO, that you can't just put everything online about this, and that you have to, understand the information that you're doing and you're handing out there, and how this does have ramifications for you other than somebody liking or not liking a post.
It's a big issue, and it covers a lot of territory. Kim, I'm so happy to have your perspective on this, and thoughts and hearts and prayers going out to you and your family.
Appreciate that. Thanks, you, Pat. Thanks, Larry.
All right, that is Kim Komando. You hear her Sundays at noon on KSRO, and happy to have Kim Komando talking about this. Such an encompassing subject. Amazing.